From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Hundreds of protesters calling for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war interrupted the first day of California's legislative session on Wednesday. That forced the state assembly to adjourn just moments after convening. Lawmakers had just listened to the opening prayer and said the Pledge of Allegiance when protesters wearing matching black t-shirts stood from their seats and started singing "Ceasefire Now and Let Gaza Live." A few people unfurled banners from the chamber's gallery that read, quote, "Jews say never again for anyone." A report released Wednesday shows black people accounted for nearly 13% of traffic stops in California in 2022, far above their 5% share of the state's population. The study is part of a law designed to address racial profiling of motorists and pedestrians by police. The report includes what officers perceive to be the race, ethnicity, gender, and disability status of people they stop so that the state can better identify and analyze bias in policing. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. At about 8 p.m. Tuesday night, Eureka police officer on his way to work in his patrol vehicle was involved in a collision. Officer was traveling northbound on I Street approaching the intersection of 7th. The traffic light was green, permitting northbound traffic to pass. As the officer was headed through the intersection, a vehicle entered the intersection and collided with the driver's side of the patrol vehicle. The driver refused medical attention. The officer transported to the hospital for treatment. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.